This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Say it. Those sleazes at the DOJ are at it again. They're trying to stop the Arizona audit. All right, the Department of Justice is actually going to look into it because we don't want anything audited. Nothing. This is out of control. They are out of control. And again, my Democrat friends, and you guys know me, some of you local guys that listen to the show, if you're approving of this, the way the DOJ. The way Joe Biden is handling this stuff, just unfriend me. You're gonna anyhow. Eventually you will. But truly, just unfriend me. A recent Washington Post ABC poll found that over 73% of Americans say that they're unwilling to take this new Johnson & Johnson vaccine and even some of the other stuff that we're seeing going down now. They're kind of backing away a little bit. Now, we temporarily paused there for a while. They say only 6 blood clots were reported, but it was actually more than that. The EU came out with some numbers with their, I guess, Center for Disease Control. Now, what's really funny is that YouTube will pull this down, or even probably blow the channel out tonight, and so will Facebook to a degree. And it is truly, here I am telling you what the CDC is saying, and they're going to have a problem with that. I wonder if they pulled down the CDC site. Did they do that? Does anybody know? I mean, do they pull on the CDC either here or in Europe or anywhere else? I mean, if a doctor says the same thing the CDC says about shots or masks or whatever, and it's not in line with what the major social media platforms want, they'll pull you down. And we've got more and more people that are vaccine hesitant, for lack of a better term. And, you know, somebody keeps telling me, stop calling them vaccines. They're not vaccines. All right, I got it. But if you want to reach the masses, if you want to talk to people in their language, you can't speak to a group of Germans in English. Well, you probably could. It's smart enough to know it. But you know what I'm saying? You can't go to France and expect them, force them, demand them to understand the English language and speak to you as such. We have to do the same thing here. If you're going to talk to Americans, if you're going to talk to people, you have to talk about the vaccines because that's what they understand. Now, if you want to explain that they're really not vaccines and what they really are technically, fine. Good luck. That's not a slight on my American brothers and sisters, but come on, really. Now, I started talking about this with Zoe, and it's a trick. If you don't think these people are trying to start a race war, and they're not just trying to start them, they've got a race war kind of kindling, if you would. But throwing open gasoline on open flames is what they're doing. So this California woman, a white California woman, she's been arrested after using hateful language, disparaging of color people during an altercation with a black delivery driver. And Julie Waller into Berkeley, Berkeley, can be heard yelling, aren't they all liberal up there? She can be heard yelling racial slurs at an Amazon driver, Kendall McIntosh, in a video recording. She never wanted this to happen. I didn't want to get to this point But there's too many incidents out here in America, McIntosh told the station. There's similar stories like this where there is no video, no recording, and people get away with all kinds of stuff. It's just not right. Berkeley police said that the event unfolded when a 35-year-old woman, later identified by the media as Waldron, thought they saw a package delivery person driving too fast in her area. The driver and her boyfriend then decided to follow the package delivery person, leading to a confrontation there in Berkeley. Now, during that altercation, the driver used force to prevent the package delivery person from leaving and used hateful language disparaging of color people. Now, if she was a red, I don't know. They don't say. Oh, actually, they do say. If they arrested her or had arrested her, you know, for detaining him illegally, unlawfully, then that would have been fine, because that actually is a crime. You can't hold somebody against their will. Right? So, now, McIntosh told the local news source at the end of the shift, he was actually traveling to help out another driver in this particular area, when that woman pulled up alongside him. He said she started yelling at him, like, "Who the F do you think you are? You can't drive down my street like this." I don't blame him. He said, "I was scared. I don't know what was going on. Her and her boyfriend were in the car, right?" He says, "I thought the best thing to do was leave the situation." Right? And then that he figured he would just keep making deliveries as he was leaving. Now, police initially said they arrested Waldron for a hate crime and on suspicion of false imprisonment and battery. Now, see, the false imprisonment and even battery, according to law, is real. The hate crime? No, really. Calling somebody names is a hate crime, or really bad names? Somebody calls me a lazy greaseball. Is that a hate crime? I'm curious. See, I'll just pick on me, because that way there you guys won't get mad if you're picking on other groups. Right? I mean, a dumb dago? Is that what's going to be a hate crime now? Look, I feel sorry for the driver. He should have never gone through that. She's a jackwagon for doing it. I get it. And she may be a flat-out racist. She may be a hater. I don't know. I don't know her lifestyle. I don't know who she is. Calling him those names was wrong. Does it necessarily mean she's a racist? She didn't say, "You blanking N person, get out of here." She was mad at a driver that was driving too fast in her neighborhood. Jump into your house, listen to the Real Side of GCA Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, right? You'll find out when you get here.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REDJO. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, really, seriously, don't... I used to say this, and it's so true. Just don't sit there drooling all over yourself because you're mad or you're screaming. You're doing whatever. You got to engage, which means you got to get informed first. Because if you're not informed, you're just like the people you're railing against, right? So get informed, then engage. And make sure you have the facts. Make sure you have the real stuff on your side. You know, it's glad to see that from some of the most recent reports, there's a vaccine hesitancy, if you would. And that tells me not that people are just acting out of fear, but they're acting out of fact. They're getting information. They're understanding what's going on, and they're hanging back. And I don't see that as a problem I really don't. But see, I don't have a DR in front of my name, so I don't usually have a clue. That's why I bring you on the experts. I've got Dr. Brian Artis on with me. He's the CEO of Artis Labs, and he's got two practices. He's helped thousands of patients all over the world. Dr. Artis, thanks for being with me.
I'm so excited to be here, Joe. Thank you for having me on your show.
And you have the distinction, along with two of your buddies, of being the ones that almost got me totally banned from YouTube. But I'm good with that. I mean, so...
You're not alone. There's been many others.
Yeah, and it's about time. So, listen, there is now, in the atmosphere, a lot of people, even liberals, that are sitting there and they're saying to themselves, you know what? There's some issues with this vaccine. There's some problems with this. I think I'll just hang back a little bit. Are people getting the information, or am I wrong? Is it just all about fear?
It is completely motivated by fear. This entire year has been about how can we scare the bejesus out of everybody in America and in the world and get them to do what we want them to. And as it was reported, even in CNN News early Monday of this week, it actually listed 44% of all Republicans are hesitant to get the shots or are saying they're not going to get the shots, which I thought was awesome. I do think that number is very low, though, when you look at the actual real numbers of those that are vaccinated in this country. And then, of course, in the same report, it mentioned 73% of all Americans that were polled are resistant and saying no to the Johnson & Johnson shot for the fears or concerns around the blood clot issues, which was greatly underreported in the media, by the way. It was not six. There was not just six blood clot issues reported or deaths from blood clots caused by Johnson & Johnson. At the time it got reported on the news, and you saw it in the media, there were already 56 of those reported to VARS, the actual Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System of the government. Not only that, Joe, what made me even more upset is when you go and look at the data, at the time the six were being told and talked about by Anthony Fauci and others in the media, that made them put a pause on Johnson & Johnson's vaccine for a couple weeks. The actual Pfizer vaccine for COVID-19 already had, at the same point they announced six in the media from Johnson & Johnson, there was already reported into VARS over 400 Pfizer blood clot reactions. Wow. Reported. There was also already 376 reported Moderna ones. Each of these two vaccines had many times more blood clot issues and strokes, which are also blood clot disorders, that had happened right after receiving the COVID-19 shots. So why they picked on Johnson & Johnson, I've got my ideas. Unfortunately, they're all being
lied to. They're sending checks to the Fauci Foundation. You know, I mean, seriously.
But it is.
Just call it what it is. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Last week I did a story how the EU came out with its numbers, and that they had actually had over, what was it, almost 350,000 people that had adverse effects. God, tongue and mouth are working. Adverse effects. And I'm surprised they didn't get that news didn't get shut down. And what was it, 7,600 people somewhere thereabouts died from the shots in some one way manner or form.
I don't know if you've seen the reports here, but VARS reported even last week, as of April 23rd's data, which is a Friday, a couple weeks ago. That's the most updated version until tomorrow. It gets updated every Friday. But here in America, there's already 150,000 reported adverse events into VARS with the COVID-19 vaccines here in America. There's no doubt there has been 600,000 or however many there has been reported, or 300,000, sorry, in Europe. There's no doubt that that's the occurrence. What's also ridiculous is, I'm just going to point this out real quick. Are you ready? Because I find this crazy.
Go ahead.
Did you hear about the company Peloton? There was that one child that died from the treadmill. Yes. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm not laughing at the death, obviously. I'm laughing at what I read about it. But go ahead, you tell them.
Yeah, but this one kid dies. Peloton now stops and announces they're going to stop all manufacturing and selling of that device, this treadmill of theirs. And their stock, of course, had just repercussions galore, lost billions of dollars in value in one day after this announcement. And my ridiculousness of this story is, this is one child, but there's already been reported over 3,500 American children and adults have died within 48 hours in up to 1 week after getting the COVID-19 vaccines, and there has been no financial hurt, responsibility, liability, caution, worry, announcement anywhere. That's 3,500 Americans that have died by these experimental jabs that have never been FDA approved, never been experimented on humans or tried on humans. But you got a treadmill that kills one kid, and it almost just demoralizes this company.
It's the logic. It's the logic of the left. It's just, you're not going to change that at all. I was reading an article the other day. I don't know how true this was. It was, because when I looked at the CDC website, I really couldn't find the information. But apparently, they had a term for it, pediatrics, died last year from the seasonal flu. One. Okay. And the years before that, they were anywhere between 180 and about 250. So COVID, as I said, it's a joke. I said it to you in the last panel discussion we did. It is a godsend. It has cured cancer. It has cured seasonal flu deaths. Actually, I think it's cured the seasonal flu if you look at the actual numbers that are being reported. This is asinine, is it not?
Yeah, if it's cured the flu, which is awesome. I mean, you hear now that Moderna and Pfizer are actually stating, we're not seeing that this might actually provide immunity to COVID-19, these first shots, for longer than 9 months, probably not even a year. Yep. So we're probably going to have to do this every year, but we're going to make it convenient for you. Every year we're going to give you a COVID-19 new shot, and we're just going to combine that with the flu shot. Well, if COVID has been the cure-all for the flu, I say we just get rid of the flu, and if they want to focus on COVID-19 in the future, go at it.
And booster shots. I read the article that said there might be yearly booster shots forever. I don't know of any other disease that you've had to have yearly booster shots for. We got to go for commercial break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Talk about far a lot more coming up after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are coming in lower than expected.
There were 498,000 initial claims last week, which is 92,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. That's also the lowest number of first-time claims since March 14th of 2020. All that being said, Tony Franck is a restaurant owner in Toledo, Ohio. He says he can't find people to work. He blames it on the stimulus money.
I think the first round of the stimulus money was good. I think the extra unemployment money was good because we were shut down as a country. I understand that. For $700, people who are making $800-$900 will make sacrifices in their life and take things away to be able to sit home. In my opinion, we'll sit home for that $700.
President Biden spending his Thursday on the road promoting his infrastructure plan in Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. How you, for my listeners in Florida, I am envious of you. You've got a governor that cares. You've got a governor that gives a crud. And you've got a governor that actually has read. He actually reads things. And he understands the science. I don't swear often on my show, but he understands the science behind exactly what's going on right now. So, I've got relatives there as well, and listeners, you guys are great too. Now you can go out to restaurants. Now you can go out and do things. And here in California, today was the National Day of Prayer. As I told you, for 15 years, I was the MC for the National Day of Prayer. And the last 2 years, we haven't been able to do it. This year, the venue called and said, hey, we're more than happy to let you do it this year. Now, we have to adhere to the state guidelines, which means in a room that holds 500 people normally, you can only have 25% of the people in that room. And went, okay, who's going to pay the balance? And then as far as breakfast goes, we could only have it outside. They have an outside garden area that they were willing to give us so people could eat there. But you still had to maintain 6 feet around each table, which was just amazing to me. So why bother was kind of my attitude. But none of this makes... I barely made it out of high school, so I'm not the guy to talk to about this. Because none of this makes much sense to me, which is why I've asked Dr. Brian Artis to join me. He's the CEO of Artis Labs. Dr. Artis has two practices. He's helped thousands of patients all over the world. And Dr. Artis, let people know where they can hear you and where they can find your show, your podcast.
Yeah, so there's a few places. So the Dr. Artis Show, DRARDIS show.com, is our website where you can find our actual podcast. It's also broadcast on a platform that cannot be censored, called vocalnow.com. If you're watching this, you can see behind me the word vocal is spelled VOKALNOW.com is the website. In the cultural section is where you can find the Dr. Artis Show. I've interviewed many of the scientists and medical doctors from the American Frontline Doctors, many of them who have actually helped to educate me and my audiences and keep us abreast of everything that's going on in relationship to COVID. You can find information about me there. And well, also, before we even go any further, I'll just tell you, all the things we're going to talk about, there's tons of documentation on everything that we do, and everything that we say we make claims of. Nobody's going to be able to tell me it's a conspiracy theorist of any kind because everything's documented. And I have a 20-page report. If anybody wants it, you can actually email me at doc@artistlabs.com, doc@artislabs.com.
That's it. You start distributing truth, and they're going to come lock you up.
In relationship to anything you hear on this broadcast, I have a report for you with all of it documented to government agencies, just so you know. That's where we got it.
Well, you know, again, back to what we were talking about earlier. According to the Health Impact News, this came out of the EU. You had 300 and almost 50,000 reports of injuries following the injections, and you had you're close to 8,000 reports of deaths. So, you know, it's funny how they didn't squelch that, but they didn't pump it up. It's not out all over the place, and this is where people, you know, you come from the doctor's world, if you would. I come out of the technology world. I spent almost 30 years of my life in it. And I can tell you that if they want to stifle, they want to funnel, they want to pull back on how information is disseminated, they can do it. It's not that hard to do for them. And when I say them, I'm talking about the Googles of the world or what have you that want to redirect info or keep it from going out to begin with. It's not that hard. It really isn't. So I would only imagine with the numbers that we've given, the number of injections we've had here, that we're seeing this as well. We're just not hearing about it, correct?
Yes, and I don't know if you know this, but I'll hold this up right here for the audience to see it. One of the things that's problematic even for the reporting system just in general, even outside of the censorship and the control of the media through Bloomberg, through Zuckerberg, you name them all, they're actually killing some of this stuff. But this is a report right here that you can see on the screen. This is actually a Harvard review of the reporting system for vaccine injuries back in 2010. They attempted for 3 years to review all the data. Their conclusions were less than 1% of all injuries get reported to the government agencies where you're supposed to report them. Due to lack of knowledge from the medical doctors even knowing that reporting system exists, it gets in the way of the workflow of their offices, but less than 1% of all injuries get reported from vaccines to VARS. And all the information is updated every Friday, like I mentioned, at VARS.HHS.gov. That's where it's reported. The problem with this is the numbers we're giving you on this show from the American government agencies. We have 115,000 adverse events already reported to VARS. You have to add two zeros to that number to get to the Harvard statistics. If we trust Harvard, which I think some people do, but if it's less than 1%, you have to add two zeros to each of these numbers, which means you're up at 10 million injuries to vaccines that haven't been reported yet at all.
Let's be clear with the injuries. Because I don't want to be overdramatic. People think we're being over melodramatic here. The injuries could be minor things. They could be rashes. They could be breakout. Temporary numbness in the arm or whatever. So it could be a wide range of things. Can we clarify that?
Oh, very true. There's actually 25,000 serious adverse events. And I'm going to hold up this little chart right here for all those that can see it. This is actually from the FDA. This is a list of the known serious adverse events back in October that they listed on an internal document called the CBER Plans for Monitoring COVID-19 Vaccines. There's a list of 22 bullet points that represent 110 different diseases currently in America, including death, miscarriages. The highlighted ones you see on the chart are actually three different blood clot disorders. I highlighted them because they're hot in the media. The only one I didn't highlight is strokes. It's on the opposite side of this actual chart. This is on their October 22nd report. Of these, I already looked them up last Saturday. I wanted to know, has every single one of these 110 diseases, have they been reported as injuries to COVID-19 vaccines? Joe, the least one had three reported already. The most was 30,000. The anaphylactic reactions is a big one too, but that's listed as one of the more common side effects to the COVID-19 vaccines. So when I say that these are known horrible side effects, lifelong injuries are listed on here. Bell's palsy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, convulsions, strokes, heart attacks. All of these have been reported so far. Deaths, we've got over 3,500. Miscarriages, there's already been reported.
Oh, yeah, that one is amazing to me because people are begging to know, you know, what a pregnant woman should take. And I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take any vaccine, that frankly, as a pregnant woman, because you don't know what you're introducing to the body and what kind of effect it's going to have on the child. But the blood clots seem to be the most common among all of them, is it not?
That's actually the most common reported thing. However, that's the most common reported in the media, like in the mainstream media, not what's really going on behind the scenes. One of the biggest worries we have, I mean, I've been in the radio, been on TV, been on podcasts since June. Nothing has bothered me more than the upcoming pregnancy trial aspects of this COVID-19 vaccine on pregnant women and newborns. Stanford announced a couple weeks ago they're going to start doing 6-month-old babies up to 5-year-old children.
Whoa.
And pregnant women. Now, I don't know if you know this, and if there's anyone listening to this show who hasn't been following all of this, you have to know Pfizer, they have a 146-page document outlining the clinical trials around COVID-19 vaccines. As a part of the requirement to be enlisted into the study, they were not allowing a single pregnant person to be in the trial. That was not allowed. It's still not allowed, but they're going to actually push that into the masses.
Wait a minute. They're not allowed to have a pregnant. Well, I can't imagine anybody volunteering for this. But so they're not allowed to have a pregnant person, a pregnant woman, step up to be tested for this. Yet they're going to go ahead and allow it to happen.
Oh, it's in writing. They exclude all pregnant women, and before each dose of the one dose and the second dose of the shots, they have to be tested for positive or negative pregnancy first. And only if they're negative can they get the shots. Now, this is even more disturbing for those of you who don't know this. I'm worried that they're now not going to try this in a trial on pregnant women to see if it's safe or not for them or their unborn children, but they're excluding them. But in the middle of the document at page 66, it gets into how it is that the individuals overseeing the trial participants who are getting the shots for COVID-19, wow, it actually lists that if you, the person is vaccinated or receiving the vaccines, if you expose yourself through breathing air or through skin contact, just touching a pregnant woman who is not a part of the trial, that has to be reported to the sponsor of the Pfizer trial within 24 hours to the safety board member of the Pfizer trial, and it has to be listed as a serious adverse event to the unvaccinated pregnant woman.
We got to go for a break. You're going to get cut off. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of you have been sending me emails asking me where I get the shirts. I buy black shirts now because it looks like I'm smaller than I actually am. But, no, seriously, try to work out a deal with the shirt company. Once I do, we're going to plaster them up on the website. They're great shirts. They have great messages on them. And, you know, like this shirt here is all about Blue Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter, the blue stripe. I mean, these guys run towards danger while the other ones, you know, which ones I'm talking about, run away from danger. We need to start supporting our men and women in blue, seriously. And I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution as well. All right, I've asked Dr. Brian Artis to join me. He's the CEO of Artis Labs. Dr. Artis has 2 practices. He's helped thousands of people all over the world. And Dr. Artis, thanks for being with me today. Appreciating your time.
I love being on your show, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
So let's get back to all the wonderful things that they tell us. See, this is part of what's going on. I've been telling people for a long time. We have got so much into the mode of believing what medical science tells us, believing what our doctors tell us, and frankly, there's a lot of doctors out there today, they have to, my joke is they don't practice medicine, they practice insurance. Because the insurance company says, you do step one, if that doesn't work, you go to two, you go to right, I mean, it's like a 12-step program. They really never get to practice medicine as a whole. So what makes you think this is going to be any different? The government has come in, they want these things to work, they've taken all the onus off the companies that have created these vaccination shots, is what they're calling them, right? I mean, they're not responsible no matter what goes wrong at this point, are they?
Incredible. There's zero liability for any injuries or damages caused by an experimental drug that they're going to jab into your body. Never been tested on a living creature anywhere, anytime, ever. Yes, I find it appalling.
Yeah, this is an emergency. Explain this, because some people don't get this, which is they're under an emergency permit, if you would, to be able to give this vaccine, which means it hasn't been thoroughly tested. But because of what's going on, they're allowed to administer it almost in a test mode, if you would.
My favorite thing to do is to help break things down for people where they can understand them. Because for some of us, it's just hard to relate sometimes to those who aren't or haven't been through medical terminology in school or have been in practice. So let's do talk about the emergency use authorization. You okay about that?
Oh, go for it.
Okay, so I'm actually holding in my hand the fact sheets for Pfizer's actual vaccine. You can actually get it on FDA.gov, or you can get it in my report if you want. Inside of this fact sheet the FDA produces, which is supposed to tell you all the great things about the shot, all the things we don't know about the shot, and all the risk associated with it. It does not include all the risk, by the way. But at the very last paragraph on page 6, it actually reads, the FDA may issue an emergency use authorization when certain criteria are met, which includes there are no adequate approved available alternatives. So an emergency use authorization for a vaccine to be given out during a pandemic can only be given to a vaccine company by the government, the FDA, only if there is no adequate approved available alternatives. Now, there actually is alternatives that have been known, have been talked about, and the government has tried to destroy those credibility of those medications and of those minerals and of those vitamins that are known to boost the immune system against viruses, and they've done it all year. But in order to protect what they must have guaranteed to the vaccine companies before this all started, was we're going to guarantee you that we're going to get you this emergency use authorization to get these vaccines out into the public. And in order to do so, we have to squash the reality and the knowledge and the research studies proving that anything else could work better than the vaccine. So this is what they did. They first went after hydroxychloroquine. And the way they did it was criminal. Anthony Fauci and the NIH funded a study in Europe in May to actually show Americans that there was a result from the study that hydroxychloroquine killed the COVID-19 patients and it was dangerous. What they did was criminal, because everyone in medical school, everyone in practicing medicine with hydroxychloroquine for the last 65 years knows that the safe dose is 30 milligrams or less in a 24-hour period. That is the limit. In this study that Anthony Fauci funded to try to make sure Americans knew that hydroxychloroquine was not an adequate or an approved available alternative for COVID-19 and that it didn't work, they had to overdose Europeans in the study to kill them. And they did. They murdered them. And if they didn't die in the first 10 days, they upped the dosages upwards of 1,200 milligrams a day. Whoa. And this is what disgusted a whole lot of medical doctors in this country, is that our government funded a European study to just get to the end results, which was they needed to ruin hydroxychloroquine's reputation as an adequate solution to COVID-19. And then they did it again with the second drug. Ivermectin was known. 27 studies over in 18 different countries in 2020 found that you could actually stop all illness of COVID-19. In 24 to 48 hours, you could stop complete transmission of COVID-19 in 100% of all people. These were all published. Doctors went before the Senate trying to get the NIH to look at this as early as October, November, December, January. They continued to ignore it. They sent all the studies, peer-reviewed journals or studies, sent them to the World Health Organization, and the World Health Organization literally dismissed the first 20. that showed just how effective ivermectin could be. But they had to kill ivermectin's credibility, hydroxychloroquine's credibility, to get the emergency use authorization. They couldn't extend it if they allowed for there to be evidence that anything else was as beneficial to stop COVID-19. Just so you know, ivermectin can stop COVID-19, and it's proven to do so in 48 hours. Even stopping transmission among someone who has COVID-19 in their own household. It'll stop transmission within 48 hours to anyone else in it. That's what the 27 studies show. And for anybody who's worried about COVID-19 or feels that they're pressured or bullied into getting a COVID-19 shot and they're worried about getting COVID-19 maybe in the future, even if you are, go to flccc.net. That's FL with three C's .net. And you can learn everything you need to about ivermectin there. And they will actually provide for you on their site a directory for every state in the United States. If your medical doctor won't write a prescription for ivermectin, they have clinics that will do telemedicine for you and get the prescription to you. And if you can't find someone in the states on that list to do it for you, they promise you they will do it. So there are alternatives to do it that are better and proven better than the vaccines. And you don't know this, but on this fact sheet that I'm holding from Pfizer, I'm sorry, from the FDA about Pfizer's vaccine, it actually says on this, it may prevent COVID-19. There is no proven or approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. It says it right on there.
Look, when Fauci's being interviewed, one interview in particular, as I was lackadaisically sitting there listening, trying to pick up bits and pieces, I couldn't because he was lying so much. And the contradictions he made in the conversation itself, I'm surprised nobody stopped the interview. But, I mean, sincerely, when he talked about, you know, you've heard him speak, and he's kind of all over the place depending on what the question is. You can get the vaccine. You'll definitely need two, possibly three. This was the interview that I was watching. You still have to wear the masks, possibly two. All right. The vaccine is not. Now, all of a sudden, the vaccine is not a guarantee that you won't get COVID. All right. The chances are still good you can get COVID. You just won't suffer as much from it. I'm thinking to myself, my God, are we for real here? And we're buying into this? I mean, I don't.
Okay.
And the antibodies, you know, he's gone from a year to 2 weeks to four. I mean, I don't even know. It's hard. It's why we don't trust medicine. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. So let's trust those clinicians who
have about 2.5 minutes. So if you're going into a long description, talk fast.
Nope. Here we go. You ready? This is what I want to end this with. When did an apple a day keeps the doctor away? When did it become you have to vaccinate today or else? And the reason why I bring this up is all of us have heard this phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And that whole premise is nutrition will help boost the immune system and keep you from getting sick.
Right.
However, now they are punishing and criminalizing and censoring anyone who speaks to the benefits of vitamin C, vitamin D, which vitamin C, by the way, is how China killed COVID, by the way. They have 1.3 billion people. They only had 108,000 cases of COVID the whole year, and only 4,800 deaths. We had 580,000. They did it with vitamin C. It started in January, doing high dose intravenous vitamin C, and then using it preventatively the whole time. Now, what's amazing about this? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. If it's going to be dangerous for anyone to tell you vitamin C is good for helping you prevent COVID symptoms or to help you get over COVID or any other virus in the future, vitamin D, zinc, and selenium, which they all are, if they're going to tell you that you cannot say that stuff and it is dangerous, I want them to come after us for saying an apple a day will help boost your immune system and keep you from getting sick from any infection.
You know, let me ask you a question. Real quick, one of the things I keep telling people, we only got about a minute, most of these drugs, the majority of these drugs, are all derivatives of or started with natural fruits, natural plants, and so forth and so on, correct? You hear the music, so you know we're about over. Tell people to get more information about you.
You can get more information from me and everything you've learned about here on this show at doc, at artistlabs.com. And please go to the Dr. Artist Show, subscribe to our show. We're trying to bring you information each week that's new and relevant to keep you and your family healthy.
Well, been a pleasure having you all with me, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Lila Rose joins me, and you know I love that topic, abortion. We'll be back soon.